meet me at this house. When you look this good, what could I even think about? Oh, besides turning around and locking the door, watching your red dress fall to the floor. Let's get some candles burning and some records, turning all the lights down low, taking nice and slow. The way your body's moving, keep doing what you're doing to me all night long, writing our love song. Girl, I want it, gotta have it, let the passion take us to a higher place, making the kind of love we made, kind of love we made. What you say, we cancel our plan? Tonight I'm only gonna be your man. Let's get some candles burning, some records turning.
Because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers holding a hearing today on the high cost of those popular diabetes and weight loss drugs.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders decried the high list prices for diabetes and obesity drugs Ozempic and Wegovy, saying some Americans can pay close to $1,400 a month, while Brits pay just over $90.
Nearly 15 times as much as it costs in the United Kingdom.
When asked why that is, Novo Nordisk CEO Lars Jorgensen pointed to insurers and middlemen.
We don't decide the price for patients.
But he said most who have Ozempic covered by their insurance pay just $25 a month. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden in New York City delivered a message of unity and urgency at the UN General Assembly. In his final speech to world leaders at the annual gathering, it comes as Israel and Hezbollah fighting intensifies in Lebanon. Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre, testifying at a hearing of misuse of welfare funds, also revealed he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. This is ABC News. There's now a $100,000 reward in the search for the gunman involved in Saturday's mass shooting in Birmingham, Alabama. Four people were killed in what officials say was a targeted attack. California, cracking down on cell phone use in schools.
Governor Gavin Newsom signing a bill into law mandating all 977 school districts here in California, charter schools and county offices of education, come up with policies limiting or banning the use of cell phones by students on campuses by July of 2026. Studies show test scores rise dramatically when mobile devices are limited on campuses, but some parents oppose the move, saying they want to have contact with their children. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Kmart is closing its last full-size store in the U.S. mainland. It's located in Bridgehampton, New York, and set to shut its doors next month. Kmart once had more than 2,000 U.S. locations and filed for bankruptcy protection in 2018. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh,
Don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Experience all things electric during the 4th annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny and seasonal today with high temperatures nearing 70 degrees. Another clear and crisp night on tap. And with patchy fog possible early tomorrow morning, it'll still be sunny and a warmer day with highs in the mid-70s. And we climb even warmer to close the rest of the week out. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 61.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Former President Donald Trump will make another stop in Wisconsin this weekend. Trump is scheduled for an event in Prairie du Chien Saturday morning. A news release says he'll meet with local community leaders and residents to hear about the impact of immigration. It's the former president's sixth visit to Wisconsin this year. He was last in Mozenie for a rally at Central Wisconsin Airport earlier this month. A Rice Lake man is accused of his 17th OWI offense while responding to the report of a pickup truck driving all over the road and nearly hitting another vehicle. A criminal complaint says authorities found 71-year-old Mark Johnson getting out of the pickup and holding a paper bag. According to the complaint, Johnson said he drank 2 16-ounce beers, but 4 unopened 16-ounce cans of beer were found in the bag. A preliminary breath test on Johnson came back at .147. And a bomb threat clears out government buildings in Racine County yesterday. The threat came in as an automated voice 911 call. It led to the county's courthouse and law enforcement center to be evacuated. Law enforcement swept both of the buildings and found nothing of concern. The Criminal Investigations Bureau of the County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Donald Trump's back, and he's out for control.
I would have every right to go after them.
Complete control.
I will wield that power very aggressively.
And he has a plan to get it.
Detailed plans for exactly what our movement will do.
It's called Project 2025, a 922-page blueprint to make Donald Trump the most powerful president ever. Overhauling the Department of Justice, giving Trump the unchecked power to seek vengeance, eliminating the Department of Education, and defunding K-12 schools, requiring the government to monitor women's pregnancies, and Trump has also proposed severe cuts to Medicare and Social Security. Those are Donald Trump's plans.
Well, revenge does take time, I will say that. And sometimes revenge can be justified.
He'll take control, we'll pay the price.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message. Paid for by Harris for President.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Endless summer fitness and tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand. The Chan Fitzsmith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand, and Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. A public health alert is active for brats made in western Wisconsin due to an undeclared allergen. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture issued the warning about two kinds of brats from Maloney's Bologna in Durand, the wild rice and cheddar cheese and wild rice and cranberry brats. Both contain wheat, which wasn't written on the product's label. All affected brats were sold before September 17th. No illnesses have been reported. Anyone with questions is to call Maloney's Baloney. Two people were injured in a motorcycle accident in Oak Grove Township Sunday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 62-year-old Matthew Crosby and his passenger 61-year-old Carol Crosby were traveling northbound on Highway Double C when they struck a deer. Both were airlifted to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. A River Falls man is dead after a motorcycle accident last Thursday. According to the St. Croix County Sheriff's Department, 56-year-old Anthony Tibbetts of River Falls lost control of his motorcycle on the on-ramp for I-94 from Highway 35 near Hudson. He was taken to the hospital but died from his injuries on Sunday. That accident remains under investigation. The fourth and final suspect in an Eau Claire murder case is getting a plea deal. Jamon Sullivan was in the car when an Altoona man was shot and killed in September of 2022. He pleaded no contest to charges of recklessly endangering safety charges yesterday. A judge accepted the plea and he was found guilty. Three other charges were dismissed as part of the deal. His sentencing is scheduled for December. A Winona man has been reported missing in Yellowstone National Park. Austin King hasn't been heard from since last week when he called his family from the top of a peak in the park's southeastern corner. King was reported overdue when he failed to pick up a boat on Friday, and searches have been combing the area since Saturday. The 22-year-old is a Winona native who worked at the park as a concession employee. A northwestern Wisconsin man is looking at his 17th drunk driving charge. Police in Rice Lake arrested 71-year-old Mark Johnson Friday night after they say he was swerving while driving and almost hit another car. Officers say Johnson told them he drank two 16-ounce beers while he was driving home. They said his blood alcohol level was nearly twice the legal limit. Court records show that Johnson had 16 prior suspensions, revocations, and other convictions. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
A deer hunter has died while hunting, according to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. The body of 73-year-old Bruce Bang of Red Wing was found on private land near Trenton Township. Bang was out bow hunting and located by a friend after not returning when expected. Bang was pronounced deceased at the scene by the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include reports from the mayor and city department heads, and the council will then go into closed session to discuss the deputy clerk position. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. Regulators are ordering Xcel Energy to issue a multi-million dollar refund to customers. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission's decision was made after the utility workers accidentally cut underground cables that shut down the Prairie Island nuclear power plant for months. Xcel initially wanted customers to pick up the tab for buying alternate power while the facility was being repaired. The PUC disagreed and instead placed the cost on Xcel shareholders. The exact refund amount is yet to be determined. An administrative law judge will add up the cost of the outage and replacement power. Eau Claire schools are preparing their pitch for a tax hike on the November ballot. The city's school district is asking voters for a $72 million tax increase to cover day-to-day expenses. There will be a series of meetings to answer questions and give the district's view on the referendum. The first meeting will be next Monday at North High School. There'll also be another meeting at Memorial and one at DeLong Middle School. Most of the University of Wisconsin's two-year campuses have fewer students this fall. The university released preliminary numbers for its branch campuses, and five of the nine campuses that are open saw an enrollment drop. UW-Eau Claire-Barron County, UW-Green Bay-Manitowoc, UW-Green Bay-Sheboygan, and UW-Whitewater-Rock County all saw an enrollment jump, but in some cases it was just by five students. The UW has told branch campuses they must increase enrollment or face being closed. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
The Preston, Minnesota Historical Society is working on establishing a new museum. An effort's underway to turn the former Preston Dairy and Farm Building into the Preston Depot Museum and Riverfront Center. The organization's trying to raise the $400,000 for the project. In addition to the museum, the new facility would also house an event center and historical society offices. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny and seasonal today, with high temperatures nearing 70 degrees. Another clear and crisp night on tap. And with patchy fog possible early tomorrow morning, it'll still be sunny and a warmer day with highs in the mid-70s. And we climb even warmer to close the rest of the week out. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 61.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
A pair of dominating quarterback performances to close out week three of the NFL season last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In Buffalo, Josh Allen tossed four touchdown passes for the Bills in their 47-10 beatdown of the Jaguars. Bills improved to 3-0 with a victory. Meanwhile, Jaden Daniels completing 91% of his passes for 254 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for a score as Washington knocked off the Bengals 38-33 in Cincinnati. Commanders 2-1. The Bengals fall to 0-3. Packers off today. They'll resume workouts tomorrow, getting ready for the Minnesota Vikings in an NFC North battle at Lambeau Field. No word yet on whether or not Jordan Love will return to the lineup.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and, we want him out there.
That's Matt LaFleur. The Vikings breathed a sigh of relief themselves on Monday after learning that their quarterback Sam Darnold's left knee is not seriously injured. Tests revealed a bruise but no structural damage, which means Darnold will play for the 3-0 Vikings against the Packers. Phillies clinched the National League East title for the first time since 2011 following a 6-2 win over the Cubs last night. The Brewers were off yesterday. They'll open a three-game series against the Pirates in Pittsburgh tonight. White Sox are poised to become baseball worst team in the post-1900 era. A loss to the visiting Angels tonight would be their 121st of the season. That would eclipse the mark of 120 losses set by the 1962 expansion New York Mets. Badger quarterback Tyler Van Dyke had knee surgery on Monday. Coach Luke Fickell said the prospect of a medical redshirt had not been discussed yet, but the plan is for that conversation to eventually take place. The Badgers are getting ready to face USC in California on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Strong leadership is key for Hendrick Motorsports. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
All four Hendrick Motorsports cars remain in the playoffs heading into the round of 12, which begins this weekend at the Kansas Speedway. Hendrick driver Kyle Larson leads the standings, and crew chief Cliff Daniels says the key to the success of the team is the strong leadership from the top.
We have such a great environment with the leadership from Mr. Hendrick and Jeff Andrews and a lot of folks around us to let us know that they've believed in us. They know that, that the team can pull out of, kind of the hole that we dug for ourselves.
Daniels' five team with Larson are also joined by team cars Chase Elliott, William Byron, and Alex Bowman in the round of 12. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta 8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com. We'll be right back.
If you've noticed silky webbing encasing your tree branches, the fall webworms have set up housekeeping. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Their presence is more unsightly than it is serious, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Do you have a great idea or invention for the farm or ranch? If you've created some shop tool, workaround, or homemade idea to save you time and trouble, send the idea to Successful Farming Magazine for our All Around the Farm section. If we use your idea, you could get paid from $100 to $400. Submit your ideas today at agriculture.com/idea entry.
Some of the trees in my area have big, silky nests on the ends of the branches with wiggling caterpillars inside them. They're fall webworms, and while they might gross you out, they're not harmful to the tree. The webworms feed on dozens of tree species, but one of their favorites is the black walnut. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says the female moth lays her eggs on the undersides of the leaves. When the larvae hatch, they eat the foliage around them.
They encase that foliage in that webbing. And once they devour all the foliage within that webbing, they just simply expand the webbing and incorporate more foliage. So that tent structure gets bigger and bigger and might reach anywhere from 2 to 3 feet long by the time it's all done. And those caterpillars are always within the tent.
The sight of this can be absolutely ghastly, but Holscher says unless the tree is very small or it's suffering from some other stress factors, the webworms and their tents will not kill the tree. If it still alarms you, there are a couple of things you can do. One is to simply prune out the webbing when you first see it. The other option is to spray it with a pesticide. But Holscher says there's a couple of issues with that.
Number one, you would have to make sure you have a fairly high pressure because the spray material would have to penetrate through that webbing to get to where those caterpillars are. Number two, while it may kill the caterpillars in there if you get sufficient penetration, it doesn't remove that tent. I mean, it's still going to be there and it's still going to look unsightly. So if that's a concern, you just don't like how it looks, you're better off to just figure out how you can get up there and prune that out.
Holscher says the webbing will go away on its own over time. Falling leaves and weather will eventually tear it up. Learn more about fall webworms in your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
68 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm markets at the midday. Milk markets have double-digit losses, October down 51 to 23.28, November down 52 to 22.60, December down 37 to 21.41, January down 32 to 20.30. Cheese markets were lowered today, barrels down 4.5 to 254.5, 40-pound blocks down 1 to 219, no trades on the day, cash butter down 4 to 290, one trade on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 137 and three quarters, seven trades on the day, dry whey up a quarter to 59 and one trade on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher once again. Midday box beef prices are higher, but it's still too early for the cash markets to develop to lend support. Looks like the cash markets will develop on Thursday or Friday, but with the higher box beef prices, that has the cattle markets higher. The hog markets continue to grind higher as traders are pleased to see midday pork cutout values higher. Demand will continue to be a key point for the market moving forward, especially given that traders have aggressively advanced the market over the last month. USDA will also have that hogs and pigs report on Thursday. October live cattle up 7 cents to 183.32. December and February up 60 cents. December at 184.42. February 185.45. October feeder cattle up $1.07 to 245.55. November up 75 cents to 243.50. January up 32 cents to 238.10. October hogs still down 5 cents to 82.25, but December up 17 cents to 75. February up 32 cents to 78.72. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are slightly lower. Soybeans, though, they're moving up mostly higher. Weather concerns in Brazil that could delay the soybean planting there, helping to support beans. Wheat markets following corn lower. A lot of consolidation and profit taking in both wheat and corn today, along with some harvest pressure as well, especially in corn. December corn down 2.5 to 4.11. March down 1.75 to 4.30. May down 1.5 to 4.41. New crop 25 down 1.5 to 4.49 1/4. November beans up 3.25 to 10.42 1/2. January up 4.25 to 10.61. March up 3.5 to 10.73 1/4. New crop 25 up 3.5 to 10.83 1/4. October soybean meal down $1.80 to 3.24.70. October soybean oil up $1.27 to 43.89. Chicago wheat, December down 6 to 576.5. March down 5 to 596.25. Minneapolis wheat, December down 8.25 to 610.75. March down 8.5 to 632. Energy markets today, November crude oil up 98 cents to 71.35. December up $1.02 to 70.63. October gas up 4 cents to 203. November up 3 cents to 2 even. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Delaying the farm bill another year would be unfortunate. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts.
It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com. U.S. agriculture has waited a long time for a new five-year farm bill, and there's a possibility it may take at least another year. Jordan Dux, Senior Director of National Affairs at Nebraska Farm Bureau, says another extension would be unfortunate for farmers and ranchers.
Most likely, it appears that we are going to be headed to another extension, and it's certainly unfortunate as you look at where commodity prices are at and where input prices continue to be. An update to those programs that farmers rely upon is important.
Politics has the farm bill process bogged down, but there may be at least some movement after early November.
The larger political forces have kept this farm bill from moving forward. And so, again, we're probably going to be talking about an extension. We may see some movement once the election happens. We may see something happen on the House side. But ultimately, I think we're going to be talking extension. And then we're kicking this into next year. And hopefully, we will see some positive movement by then.
A delay in the farm bill delays help that's urgently needed.
You know, an extension means a delay in the reforms that the House was able to put in place, reforms that farmers and ranchers and ag organizations across the country have asked for, a delay in all of those. And there's a lot of agreement, really, on both sides of the aisle on a majority of the bill. It just comes down to those big sticking points. And obviously, the nutrition title and some reforms that one side of the aisle would like to make to that versus the other is probably the larger sticking point. But ultimately, it's a delay. It's a delay in getting reference prices increased. It's a delay in some of the reforms needed on the conservation title to make sure mandates and climate mandates aren't a part of that. It's a delay in the doubling of trade promotion programs.
While the farm bill does remain delayed, there are some in Congress that are looking at a possible two-year ad hoc type of program to help farmers now instead of having that five-year farm bill passed and then work on the new five-year farm bill after the election. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
World Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 5.8 days suitable for field work for the week ending September 22nd, according to USDA. Above normal temperatures sped advancement in corn and soybean maturity. Mostly dry weather helped farmers make progress harvesting corn silage, cutting hay, and seeding winter wheat. Other field activities included harvesting potatoes, spreading manure, and fall tillage. Harvest of soybeans and corn for grain was underway in portions of the state. Corn in the dough stage was nearly complete at 97%. 82% of the corn has reached the dense stage. 39% of the corn crop was mature. Corn for silage harvest, 49% complete. Corn condition rated at 64%, good to excellent. Soybeans coloring reached 88%. 65% of soybeans were dropping leaves. The soybean harvest was 9% complete. Soybean condition was at 63%, good to excellent. Winter wheat planting, 34% complete. Fourth cutting of alfalfa was 79% complete. The potato harvest was 62% complete. Fall tillage, 6% complete. And pasture and range conditions were rated at 49%, good to excellent. Milk production in Wisconsin in August totaled 2.67 billion pounds, down 2% from the previous August, according to USDA. The average number of milk cows during August in Wisconsin, 1.27 million head, 2,000 below last month and down 3,000 from August of 2023. Monthly production per cow averaged 2,110 pounds, down 45 pounds from last August. Now, milk production in the 24 major dairy states in August totaled 18.1 billion pounds. That was up 0.1% from August of 2023. July revised production at 18.2 billion pounds was down 0.3% from July of 2023. The July revision represented a decrease of 1 million pounds, or less than 0.1% from last month's preliminary production estimate. Wisconsin's egg production in August was 205 million eggs, down 5% from the previous August, according to USDA. The average number of all layers on hand in Wisconsin in August was 7.64 million, down 5% from last year. Eggs per 100 layers for August, 2,686. That was up slightly from a year ago. Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin and Chief Deputy Whip Guy Reichenthaler introduced the Strengthening Our Service Members with Milk Act. The bill would direct the U.S. Secretary of Defense to provide fluid or powdered milk to members of the armed forces at dining facilities and military installations. The milk produced by our hardworking dairy farmers is a vital source of nutrients, playing a critical role in supporting the health and strength of our service members, Van Orden said. He went on to say, by mandating milk on military installations, we're ensuring our men and women in uniform have access to healthy food options while serving our country. The United States is coming off one of its worst soybean export seasons in recent memory. Shipments during the season rivaled those from a few years ago when the U.S. and China were locked in a trade war. Export sales for 24-25 began on September 1st and have been stronger than average over the past months as China stepped back into the market to make purchases. XM.com says 2 weeks into the marketing year, overall soy sales were at five-year lows and 5% below this time last year. Brazil, one of the top competitors of the U.S. in the world soy market, doesn't have as many soybeans to export this year. And America's soybeans have recently been more price competitive. However, for the third straight year, logistics are now getting disrupted by low water levels on the Mississippi River, restricting the movement of grain to the busiest export hubs in the United States. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Another pleasant day is expected today in our ag weather forecast. We'll have seasonal temperatures with plenty of sunshine. And then a slow warming trend will begin tomorrow and into the weekend. Looks like rain chances will be minimal at best. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 68 to 73. Relative humidities at 46 to 51%. Southeast winds at 5 to 7, becoming light. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear lows 45 to 50. Relative humidities at 95 to 100% and a light wind. For Wednesday, sunshine, high 72 to 77. Relative humidities at 45 to 50%. Light winds becoming west at 5 to 7. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, high 75 to 80. Sunday, continued partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower, high 75 to 80. And for Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a rain shower, highs 70 to 75.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Make out in a crowd somewhere. Somebody tell us to get a room. It's hard to believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't wanna settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then. I wanna feel that way again. I felt bad 'cause you missed your flight. But that meant we had one more night.
Do you remember how it used to be? We turned out the lights and we didn't just sleep.
Remind me, baby, remind me.
Oh, so on fire, so in love. That look in your eyes that I miss so much.
Remind
Wayne. may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye.
We got you covered. From Dell to Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I could probably ask you the same thing.
Another rounder on what you think.
If you're buying, well, you know I'll drink. So make it 707.
Do you want it on the rocks?
A double shot of heaven.
Spilling up the top. And we'll go shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock. It's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex. And send them both a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. Slow country from a cover band.
I got you covered if you don't know how to dance. But if you want, we could grab a cab.
Girl, we got all night. I got a bottomless tab, so let's go. Shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock. It's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex. And send them all the text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. It feels too good to let it in right here. I ain't going home alone.
So let's
tonight
not let it in. Let it in right here.
Girl, you're going home with me.
So let's go
tonight. Shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock that's gonna stop a night we won't regret. Put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
Send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex. And send them up a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home.
Just like nothing happened. But somewhere in the darkness I heard her say goodbye. Now I hear the
love of my life is dying. Even the man in the moon is crying. Heading down to Austin. I wonder if she misses me tonight. I wish that I could tell her how much I love her. And I wish this damned old Thunderbird could fly. Now I hear voices in the wind saying she ain't coming back again. I look for guidance in the sky, but the stars have all gone out tonight. I feel like the love of my life is dying. Even the man in the moon is crying.
Here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you. Sipping on drink number two. Trying to come up with some smooth and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more. Can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before. Got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're seeking that money maker like a heartbreaker. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saving. My favorite flavor, want it now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there. Swinging your hips and slinging your hair. Side to side, what you drink in the air. Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. Gotta get your number in my phone. Gotta give me some of you alone. We can worry about it later on. Right now, just keep making this my favorite song. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saving. My favorite flavor, want it now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me, gotta get me some of that. All because of last night you threw my way. Yeah, girl, you got a way of shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver. My favorite flavor, want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some.
some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.